From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather in the Umpqua Valley this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, high of 57 degrees. Cloudy tonight, 42 the low. On Saturday, cloudy, high of 63. Saturday night, cloudy down to 48. Easter Sunday, going to be cloudy, 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, but clear up to a high temperature of 67 degrees. And right now, we're at 53 in Roseburg, KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this afternoon, we're talking about creating community resilience and a special event that is coming up soon. Rachel Gustafson is the Coalition Manager for CCR, and Thomas McGregor with her as well, Executive Director of Phoenix School. We join them from over at Phoenix. Guys, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Well, Rachel, first of all, talk about what this group is all about and what is the purpose of creating community resilience.
Yeah, so creating community resilience, or we like to call it CCR, because we all love acronyms. It's a virtual collaborative between 12 organizations with that goal of creating a healthier Douglas County. And we really believe we can help do this by providing education around trauma-informed care, ACEs training, or the Adverse Childhood Experience Study, and then resilience. So that is what we are all about.
So you're really looking at it kind of holistically about a lot of different areas of life, not just one particular thing when you talk about that.
Yeah, we do. Our goal is to really provide education for community agencies, but also just the community at whole, of just helping understand about what people have been through in the past and how that can affect them, and then how we build resilience off of that.
So when and how was CCR formed?
That's a great question, Kyle. It was shortly after the events at Umpqua Community College in October 2015. A couple of key leaders in the community started working towards each other because, you know, this was a tremendous collective disturbance for Douglas County, and it traumatized a lot of people. And so we all bound together to try to find ways that our agencies, and there's 12 CCR agencies at this time, that we want to start having more trauma-informed approaches in how we work with our clients.
So you've got 12 organizations. Talk about some of the ones that are part of this group.
Yeah, so Phoenix School of Roseburg is one, so that's why Thomas is here with us today. We also work really closely with Aviva, Adapt Integrated Health, the Cow Creek Tribe, Douglas Cares, ESD, Family Development Center, Peace at Home, FARA is our newest one, and then Roseburg Public Schools and UCC.
And talk about some of the things that the coalition has been working on.
That's a great question, Kyle. We've done some events in the community, like we've had the Winter Wonderland event where we were welcoming families into the room. We had ice skating and things. But what we really had was a lot of these agencies there sharing the resources they have to help families be stronger families. But then at the agency level, we are helping coordinate trainings so that staff members understand how trauma can impact the brain and how you actually talk to someone can make better results in how you serve them.
And when you talk about trauma, there's so many different things, whether it's a large event or individual experiences that really can shift a person and make it hard to cope, make it hard to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of our work is, again, going into what is called the ACEs study, or Adverse Childhood Experiences. This was something that was conducted in the 1990s. It was a major public health study, and it showed a direct correlation with morbidity, or dying earlier than desired from heart disease or lung cancer, if you grew up with multiple severe childhood experiences. For example, those could be like your parents divorced, or a parent went to prison, or, you know, you just experienced a major traumatic event. And those actually make an imprint in your brain through, we all know if we have a stressful moment, we kind of trip a part of our brain that makes us feel fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And if you have a traumatic experience and you don't really fully resolve that, studies show and science shows us that that trauma lives in you, that you're always going through that fight or flight. And that can create toxic stress, which then really weighs on the body unless it's resolved.
So then that can affect you psychologically, but also affect you physically then as well.
Yes. Exactly. Yep. And it can affect that in all the way into your adulthood and life.
And so talk about these trainings, and you've got all these different folks involved. It sounds like you're really trying to get a lot of these people essentially provide a higher level of education for them so they can do their job better, serve their clientele better.
Yeah, exactly. So we offer trainings monthly through CCR with like virtual trainings, but then we also can come into organizations and provide the training directly to their staff. So we can do departments or all staff meetings and provide these trainings so that they just get a better understanding of what might their clients be going through.
Now, how is all of this being funded?
That's a great question. We recently got some funding through the U.S. Congress, actually. There was an earmark to a bill, and there's funding that came to all the counties in Southwest Oregon. And so CCR is one of the programs that got funded through what they're calling the Family Resiliency Project. And so this is paid for expert training to train individuals in Douglas County. There's over a dozen individuals trained at this time who then do these trainings that are very much calibrated and monitored for their quality. This is happening in all the counties in Southwest Oregon. And so these federal dollars are making this happen right now. But CCR, again, has been kind of formalized since 2016, and the core team partner agencies, of course, we are dedicating our staff time to this, so that's resources. But there's also been support from Umpqua Health Alliance, mm-hmm. the Ford Family Foundation, the Oregon Health Authority, and other funders to this date.
So what are some of the successes you've seen from the activities you've that have taken place?
Yeah, so successes we've seen is like multiple trainings throughout the month where we're training, 60 to 100 people a month on these trainings. Also building some really great partnerships. So building partnerships with schools so we can help get educators trained in this and then also parents. So and those relationships are really important because then we're supporting the adult generations, the parent generations, and also the next generation. And so those are some really great successes. And then, again, also community events, like we've got one coming up next week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I'm also curious if this model that you're using is something that was formed here, or are there similar coalitions in other places?
That's a great question, Kyle. And what we are is actually an ATR coalition, is what public health individuals call us. So that's ACEs, Trauma Informed and Resilience. And if you Google that, you can see that there's ATR coalitions throughout the country. And one thing to note, something to look up, is called the Help That Helps. One of the trainings that CCR trainers can do for your business or your church community or your sewing group is come and teach you the Help That Helps. And our partner on the South Coast Coalition, they created this curriculum with some professional guidance. And it comes with like a small little booklet, and it's like a 40-minute training. And it's at a minimum, anybody just getting the Help That Helps training is like a great first step to understanding personal resilience.
Now, running Phoenix School, Thomas, talk about how Phoenix is part of all of this.
Yeah. as you can imagine, working at Phoenix, we've been serving trauma-affected youth for 43 years, and we have embraced trauma-informed practices and actually are in the middle of a certification process with an organization out of New York State called the Sanctuary Institute. And we are, the way we do business, like we start our staff meetings with sharing how we're doing for that day, what is our goal, and then who can support us, which is, it sounds like, wow, you do that to start every staff meeting. It takes about 10 minutes, but it really helps people get them in the right mindset. And also if somebody's like, yeah, I'm feeling really crummy today. And then later when we're doing business and they kind of seem a little rough around the edges, you're like, wait a minute. Oh yeah. And they're checking. They said they weren't having a good day. So it can really help us have better business. Also with our students, we have something called a safety plan, or what I call a mental health reset. And so these are like five steps you do to kind of like, you know, reset your kind of mental health. Like, for example, mine is like smile, go take a walk, or, you know, things like that, that just, everybody's safety plan is different. You know, some people, theirs just includes chocolate. End of story.
That's on mine.
There you go. Now, Thomas, what about the successes that you've seen from the work at CCR?
Well, I feel that CCR has done really good to get the agencies such as, you know, the community college, to Aviva and others, meeting once a month and kind of sharing how we're doing this work. The pandemic has been such an incredible teacher. And of course, we all as a globe experienced a collective disturbance, and it traumatized us all in many different ways. We learned on Facebook so much about our neighbors and their beliefs, or we learned about others who had family members who unfortunately didn't bode well if they got sick with COVID. And so, I feel as agencies, we are all in kind of a trauma recovery mode, and having the tool sets of CCR has been absolutely an amazing thing to have as a part of our tool belt as we do this work. And not only that, but the fact that we're in a network and we're intentionally taking the time every month to be like, this work is equally as important. Because as we know, when we run a business, we got to look at that bottom line. We got to look at where is our supply chain. We got to look at where is our personnel. But this kind of work is kind of like upstream work, or that bigger picture work that easily can be put on a back burner and forgotten. But having the network and having the promise to each other to stay committed to this work has been very powerful.
All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. Thomas McGregor and Rachel Gustafson, Creating Community Resilience. We'll talk more about the group and a special event that's happening next week. We'll unpack that in just a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. On Monday's Inside Douglas County program, we'll talk about a new emergency preparedness program for seniors. Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress and Teresa Metzler from the Douglas Public Health Network will be with us. We're talking about creating community resilience today. Thomas McGregor is the Executive Director of Phoenix School, and Rachel Gustafson, the Coalition Manager for Creating Community Resilience, with us. You've got a wellness expo next Wednesday from 4 to 7 at Phoenix School. Rachel, tell us more about what's going to be going on.
Yeah, we are very excited about this event next Wednesday. It's going to be a free event. We're going to have dinner, and the cafeteria of our school is going to be filled with booths from community agencies, just all sharing about how they promote wellness in Douglas County. And then the other great thing that's going to be happening is some of these agencies are going to be presenting 15 to 20 minute presentations about all things health. So we're really excited to have the school filled with community members.
So who is the event aimed at?
Yeah, we would love to see youth here. We would love to see middle schoolers and high schoolers, and then their parents as well, because the presentation, the information resources that are going to be available are for youth and their parents to learn more about.
And I understand that you've got, in addition to your coalition of 12 organizations, you've got some other groups that are involved with this event as well. Who are some of those?
Yeah, Thrive Umpqua is going to be there, and UC Veg, HIV Alliance, DPHN, and then some of our core agencies as well. So ADAPT, Aviva Health, FARA, and then the Phoenix students as well.
And Thomas, talk about what the Phoenix students will be doing during the course of the evening.
Well, they're going to be taking a leadership role with the event, and they're going to be helping out with the free dinner that we're preparing for folks, which will, of course, be on the more healthier fare side of things, being a wellness expo and all. And, you know, we're just really excited. We have this idea that we have all these partners who are meeting every month with all these great ideas and resources, and it's like, how do we get these, you know, how do we connect with families? We should just turn the school into an event center one day and make it happen. But the one thing that we have in our school that's it's kind of unique is called the Hope Squad. It's a model out of the state of Utah, and it's basically a youth suicidality prevention program where the youth at Phoenix School, there's a class where they're trained to know how to help a peer who's experiencing suicidality and refer them to a resource. And they also, this is kind of a buzzword these days, but they also are then advocates for training others in the concept of self-care. And so the students of the Hope Squad will be also doing their own presentation as well.
Now, it sounds like these different groups are going to be covering a lot of different topics over not only the information they have available, but any of the presentations they make.
Yeah, we're going to have presentations about tobacco prevention, which includes like any type of tobacco vaping as well. We're going to have a presentation about healthy relationships. So what does it look like to be in a healthy relationship? And then we're also just going to have some topics around like social, emotional health, healthy food. I forgot to mention this, but there's also going to be some animals here that you can take a picture with. So we all know that animals can be really helpful in helping keep us emotionally regulated and supporting. So there's going to be some farm animals here too.
So you've got a lot of people coming out, and it sounds like that you would like a lot of the community to show up and take part and learn.
Yes, definitely. And if you want more information, you can find us on Facebook, either the Phoenix School of Roseburg page or the CCR page. All the details about the event are on both of our Facebook pages.
So that is coming up Wednesday night, 4 to 7, the Wellness Expo at Phoenix School. Now, talk about in general for CCR, how do people get connected to the work you're doing? I mean, if there are other organizations out there that might want to be a part of CCR at some level, how do they get connected?
Yeah, so you can definitely go, again, on our social media page or our website, which is really simple. It's ccrdouglascounty.org. And there's the information about all the things, the projects that we're working on, and then also how to connect with us. So would love to have a message either sent through any of those platforms to get connected, because we would love to help train.
Now, are there...
Rachel, really... Go ahead, Kyle.
No, Thomas, go ahead.
Rachel's really the glue that holds it all together, and she definitely is wanting to help bring in more agencies and groups. And, you know, like I suggested earlier, if this is your church group or your sewing circle or your fishing club or however you have a network of people in your life, and you know, it's interesting, that thing, trauma, none of us want to talk about it, but we've all experienced it. And we've all probably also worked with somebody who's had a very severe experience with it, and we want to help them out. And so, you know, coming and having a CCR training hosted at your church is, you know, just 40 minutes. And, you know, these trained neighbors of yours, these community members, they do this. They don't get paid. They're volunteering mm-hmm. to do this. And they really want to help out and make us have a stronger, more resilient community. It always really makes me kind of get soft. It's kind of inspiring big time.
Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, are there any volunteer needs, any ways that people can help you out?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing would just, if anyone wants to join some of our committees. So we've got committees that plan our education and outreach. We've We've got committees that are focusing on helping schools. And so we're always happy to have more individuals, that's community members or agency members, join our committees. And so, again, you can send us an email through our website or social media platform.
And again, Rachel, run through the basic information for the event on Wednesday night.
Yeah, so the Wellness Expo, Wednesday the 12th from 4 to 7 at Phoenix School in Roseburg. We're off Diamond Lake Boulevard, and we would love to have you join.
All right, Rachel Gustafson and Thomas McGregor from Creating Community Resilience. Again, that event is Wednesday night. And guys, thanks for being on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.